Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. My guest today is Kevin Lesage, CEO of Searchlight, where they focus on measuring the efficacy of marketing and advertising spend. The old joke about advertising was, I know I'm overspending my advertising by 50%. I just don't know which 50%. Searchlight solves that problem. Searchlight has recently joined the ServiceNation Vendor Partner Program, and that's a big deal because ServiceNation doesn't let just anybody join. Vendors are rigorously vetted before being allowed into the program. So Kevin Lesage, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, and congratulations on joining the ServiceNation family.
Thank you very much, David. We're very excited to be here and supporting the audience of contractors that you've been working with over the years, and we think we have a fantastic tool to help with that.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear about it. Before we get into what Searchlight does, give us some background information about you. What attracted you to this industry? Why did you decide that marketing analytics were where you should make your mark?
Well, the funny thing is, you know, I never planned on this, right? But my whole entire life, my dad's been a plumber, a very old school plumber. If you picture the beat up minivan, not wrapped, the ripped jeans, right? Phenomenal plumber, but knows nothing about marketing. And that was never what 4K was, right? He always says, double down on what you're best at. But I grew up going to the Little League games in the work truck. I would sit in the PVC bucket in the back without a seatbelt. My brothers and I would argue about who would be in the van, and just like a lifestyle I grew up around. And my dad used to always drag me to the job sites, and I would like clean the copper fittings with him. And he always said this to me where he would say, like, you know, I want you to learn how to work with your mind, not your hands. And, you know, he worked really hard to put me through school. And I went to college and I learned all about digital marketing and analytics. I ended up working with a company in Vermont that had exclusive relationships with a lot of automotive manufacturers. So we built ads, we built analytics, and we had to prove the value of that. That company ended up selling for over $1 billion. And I turned to my dad and I said, now's the time, Pops. Like, let me invest in your business, right? You're good at plumbing. I'm good at marketing. We can really grow this thing. And even though I had all of this success, you know, over the last decade in automotive, my dad said something profound that really sparked Searchlight. He said to me, even though you're good at what you do, Kev, I think everything you do is bullshit until you can prove to me it makes money.
That's great.
And that's usually what I hear, right? Because contractors all sure. Because my dad's right, right? Like historically, and I've been guilty of this myself as a marketer, we measure success in impressions and clicks to a website and leads. But what we're missing is, are those leads booking? And are we running a job? And are we getting an estimate? Are we selling the estimate? And are we actually making money on this marketing investment? And then to go a step deeper, it's not just one channel on marketing, right? People today are spending in SEO, pay-per-click, Google, Bing, Facebook, direct mail, email, TV. I could go on and on. So now all of a sudden you have multiple channels where you're investing and you're getting multiple reports back from agencies, and none of them are measuring the actual revenue impact to your business. So it was at that point where Searchlight really started was transparently, we started as an ad agency, right? We were actually running the ads ourselves. And what happened was clients started canceling Searchlight advertising because the CRM said it's not driving revenue. So we ended up getting into the CRM, different CRMs across the business, and realizing that our customers were clicking our ads and getting estimates. They were just misattributed in a lot of cases across the CRM.
Yeah.
And the situation with us was we had a client out west and we spent 3 months customer by customer proving that these customers did click our ads. And then they did book business with you, but they were just misattributed in your CRM. And that was when this customer said, like, when we finally proved it, he said, wow, you guys are really onto something, because it's not that Searchlight's advertising isn't working. It's that we're struggling to measure it all to revenue accurately. So I was lucky enough to work with like PhD level engineers in automotive that had built analytics software for the last 20, 25 years. And I called them and said, hey, you guys ready to go all in on this? And we all quit the jobs and we started Searchlight. And at the fundamental level, Searchlight measures your clicks and your leads and all of your different marketing investments to book jobs, estimates, and open and sold revenue. So now we're not just looking at clicks and leads. We're looking at how much revenue did this earn my business? And what's my customer acquisition cost? What's my average ticket backed up to every marketing source? so that you can confidently spend your money in marketing. And like you said earlier, try to eliminate that waste where we are spending money, but we're not getting a return. And that's the key to the whole data platform with Searchlight, is to make that easy for contractors.
What a great solution that is. So how do you guys do that? There's a lot of complexity, and you've got different CRM systems. You've got a whole bunch of different digital platforms that you can advertise and promote on. So how do you guys do that?
Yeah, at a simple level, the difference with Searchlight is we don't have any data that is entered by any humans or can be manipulated by human input. For example, I integrate with every ad platform. So we integrate with Google Ads, Bing, LSA, and Facebook. And with that integration, I can scan that platform every single night for every client, and I can see day by day exactly what budget or what marketing spend is being spent. So it's our way of capturing your marketing investment direct from the source without relying on someone to tell us what they spent on Google Ads or Bing. In addition to that, we also integrate with all of your conversion tools. So I integrate with your call tracking. In case someone calls from your website, I can see that call, when it happened and who called. I have a tag that goes on a website, so now I can see every single form submission. I actually see when they write their name, email, phone number in the comments of the form. So now I'm not relying on a website provider to send me the forms. I see them as they happen in real time. And then the same thing with chat tools and schedule engine. So every single conversion source that happens on a website, I have a direct integration with, which again means I can see when the lead came in and who submitted the lead. And then the last step to our puzzle is an integration with the CRM. So now every night we're scanning your CRM, and I'm looking for that customer that I know clicked an ad and came to your website. And then if they called or converted, I know their name. And now we're matching these customers to the booked job events or the estimates, right? Or the closed revenue in your CRM. So we have a click path all the way through from clicking an ad online or calling a call tracking number in a marketing campaign, and then following all the way through to see, did it book? How much was the estimate for? And did it close? All of that is done by pulling the data directly from the source itself, not relying on a human to ask, how did you hear about us? Or all of these little variables where humans really get in the way of accuracy.
So long story. A lot of times people never answer the question about how did you hear about us anyway, right?
It's very true. You know, and even when you do ask that question, the consumer is never going to give you the detail you're looking for. Right. They might say, oh, I saw you on the internet or a radio ad or something, but they're never going to say, oh, I clicked your PMAX campaign on Google Ads. Yeah. Right. Your HVAC campaign, whatever it is, they're going to give you something broad, and that still doesn't help at the end of the day understand what campaigns are working the best.
That is such a cool system. So tell me what this does for people. Like, maybe you could share some success stories.
Oh, of course. Yeah. So contractors are great at what they do, right? Plumbing, electrical, HVAC. Yeah. They're not great at marketing. So what we do is we give the data for them to quickly identify what is driving the most revenue for their business. So a quick story, we'll onboard an account and we get all the marketing data connected, and it's their first time looking at the data. I've heard comments that say, I just learned more about my marketing performance in this last hour than I have in the last 2 years, because we're not guessing anymore. And contractors now can say, this campaign is driving a 20x return on investment, but this other one that I'm spending $10,000 on, it's getting a lot of clicks and we're getting a lot of leads, but the leads are booking at 12%. So if leads are booking at 12%, we know the lead quality is garbage, right? And then downstream, we're seeing that we're not even getting any estimates from this investment. So very quickly, you can identify at a campaign level what's actually working and what you need to pull the plug on, right? If I can show you, you spent 10 grand on an ad and that ad generated 100 clicks to your website and 50 leads, but none of those leads booked, it's pretty obvious to know that we need to move that 10 grand to a campaign that actually is working. And our data makes that extremely easy to filter by what's driving the most closed revenue by campaign, and then say, okay, we're going to stop spending here, here, and here, and we're going to move that money to a different campaign, like an LSA or a different PPC campaign, because I can definitively prove we're making a 12x return on our investment. Now I can confidently spend in that channel knowing I'm getting a return versus all the ambiguity that comes around digital marketing and clicks and leads and not really knowing.
Yeah, I never have had that level of advertising and marketing feedback when I was running companies, and what a great tool that would have been. Do advertising companies like you guys?
They love us if they like transparency and they want to get better. I say that because I've been in the ad agency business for years. And the reality is, and this is another true story, an ad agency partner of ours got the data live and they called me and they said, Kev, this is incredible. We've spent the last 5 years optimizing our paid ads to what drives the most clicks and the lowest cost per click and the highest lead volume. Right. That makes sense. We want a lot of clicks and we want them for the least cost. But they were saying now that we're live with Searchlight, we're realizing that those visits to the website aren't driving a lot of revenue. And on the flip side, these other keywords that are normally very expensive and we don't get a lot of clicks, so we usually steer away from them, those are high quality leads that are turning into an average ticket of $12,000 on new installs. So all of a sudden, agencies are realizing clicks and leads don't necessarily prove value. But one thing that does prove value is book jobs and revenue. So yeah. If we can highlight what's actually moving the needle for the bottom line of a business, which is dollars and not clicks, all of a sudden, agencies can make smarter decisions too. And at the end of the day, most of them, if not all of them, that's what they're trying to do. If I had this data when I ran my ad agency, I would have thought completely different as well. And the other thing too, David, is, you know, it's all about accountability, right? If the marketing agency is not driving quality leads, we're going to know and we can cancel. But at the same time, if a lot of quality leads are coming in through marketing and we're fumbling the booking of the job or we're getting the estimate and we don't follow up with the customer, we cannot blame marketing at that point because marketing is driving quality leads. You're getting in the driveway, you're getting estimates, but now you're not following up with them. So the cool thing is this really, the accountability here really does work both ways on lead quality and lead management from an operations perspective.
So how does a contractor start off with you guys and what does implementation look like?
We're currently already integrated with like 10 CRMs across the industry, all the major ones at this point. So, you know, we have to get agreements signed. But after that, it's really one 30-minute phone call where we ask for like access to your CRM through like an API key. Same thing with your call tracking. And we give you a tag to add to your website. And there's like a couple basic steps that allow us to pull in the data direct from the sources. But once we collect all of that data, we're usually up and running in about 5 to 7 business days and looking at real marketing performance across your business mapped to customer revenue. So I'd say like within a week or two, you're making marketing decisions and changes that are improving the profitability of your business.
Are there any secrets that contractors should know that will make them more effective with your system?
We account for a lot of the mistakes you'll see in the CRM. Like if you misspell names, we can fix all that and still match all of our data. But at the end of the day, one thing contractors need to be doing accurately for Searchlight to work, but also any reporting to work, is making sure they have a strong call tracking strategy in place, meaning they have a dynamic number insertion pool set up on their website. So if I come through SEO or paid ads or what different channels numbers are switching on the website to highlight what source brought in that customer. And it is one of the things, like if you don't have call tracking, it's really hard for Searchlight to tell you where these customers are coming from. So that's one of the things, regardless of Searchlight or not, I would recommend contractors are investing in at this point. But when they come to us and they're like, yeah, we've got a CRM and we've got our call tracking in place, but we just need that next step of getting it to revenue. For us, it's very easy and straightforward to help them get there.
So I'm wondering if you have, I mean, all of this is digital, but people still do direct mail. They still sometimes place ads. You're probably not old enough to remember the yellow pages, but
I remember.
But some people still do yellow page advertising, things like that. Have you guys considered tracking that or do you have any way of tracking that kind of stuff?
We do now, yeah. So we are not just digital. Like we have the direct connections to the ad platforms, but the direct connection to call tracking allows us to immediately move into more of those traditional channels. Because if you send out a direct mailer In a lot of cases, you have a call tracking number on that. If you do a door hanger, you have a call tracking number on that. So anytime that you dial that number, we have that integration. So I see the phone call ringing. Then I see, did it book that customer book? Did you run the job? And I can see, did you close it? What was it worth, et cetera? So everywhere you have a call tracking number, TV, print, radio, we see that. What we don't have right now for some of those sources is like the spend. So I don't know what you spent on the direct mailer, right? I just know that the phone call rang.
Yeah.
But we are actually partnering now with two different direct mail companies that have built an API for us that puts in the spend for every mailer going out and the name, email, you know, and the information about those customers. So now the cool thing is through that API, direct from the source of, you know, the ad itself, the mailer, I can see the spend, I can see the campaigns, I can see the calls, I can see the bookings, I said everything. So long story short, we do capture all of the revenue events coming in from all marketing sources through call tracking. But in some cases, we miss the spend. But if companies partner directly with Searchlight, like we're seeing more and more do now, we can actually dynamically like all pull in the spend and all the unique campaign information and match it to our data, just like we do with digital.
That's awesome. You guys have it all. If I were a contractor, I would be joining you guys immediately. What a great system.
I appreciate that. The goal is to put all of your marketing into one view. And then you got to imagine you have 10 locations and each location might be using a different agency and you're getting different reporting. It just gets very sloppy very quickly and it becomes hard to make educated data decisions. And that's where Searchlight plays a huge role is we can normalize the data across different agencies, different CRMs, different chat tools. And if you have 50 locations or one location, it's all in one view. So you can see every lead, the quality of the lead. You can see how well your team's managing the leads. And at the end of the day, businesses will make more money if they're using our data and optimizing marketing around leads that book and actually turn into paying customers instead of just clicks and leads.
So if someone was listening to this and they wanted to learn more, contact you guys, get in your system, how would they do that?
We obviously have the partnership with ServiceNation. There's routes through there, through your website where you can opt in to the program. But otherwise, our website is searchlightdigital.io. And on that website, you can call us, fill out a form. Either way, we'll get back to you very quickly. Or my direct email is kevin@searchlightdigital.io. And either way, be happy to talk to anyone, help them just learn a little bit more about what we do or learn a little bit more about what they're struggling with and see if there's anything we can do to help.
I'm really impressed with what you guys have. This is fantastic. I am often a skeptical person, but I got to say that this is fantastic. I would absolutely jump on this if I were a contractor. So good for you guys. What a great system.
Just to that point, for people to understand too, we've onboarded just under 800 accounts, all home service contractors in less than 2 years now. We've seen a lot of the variables that we've had to account for, you know, all of the different unique scenarios. So we're confident now that we have a platform that can scale and answer the questions that they're looking for. And it's being used by hundreds of contractors every day.
Fantastic. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for doing this. This was terrific. I loved hearing about it. And I know that the people who listen to it will get a lot of value out of this and even more value out of your system. So thanks a bunch.
Thank you, David. I appreciate your time and always enjoy getting to speak about data and how we can support contractors.
Hi, this is David again. Three quick notes. One, if we provided any value today, would you please give us a good rating on whatever app you're listening on? It would help us a lot and help get our message to more people. Two, would you recommend us to a friend or colleague? Just as in your own business, personal recommendations are powerful. Three, we're always looking for great interviewees and topics. If you have an idea for us, if you know someone who should be interviewed, or if you would like to be interviewed, don't be modest. Just shoot an email to pip@newmediaempire.com. That's PIP, like Profiles in Prosperity, @newmediaempire.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening and thanks for your support.